With less than a week to go until Election Day in Virginia, Republican Glenn Youngkin says if he defeats his Democratic opponent and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe next week, he will put more money towards schools and improving a child's education.
Friends, this is not Virginia. Virginia, we want our kids to soar, not settle. This past year's test results really, really broke my heart. They came out this spring. White children in Virginia, 55% cannot pass the 8th grade math equivalency test. 70% of Latino children, over 80% of black children, cannot pass an 8th grade math equivalency test. Friends, the gap is wholly unacceptable. This is our modern day civil rights issue. But oh, by the way, the order of magnitude of these numbers is shocking. So we've got to go to work. So number one, we will proclaim that Virginia schools will never be closed again to 5 day a week in-person education.
Youngkin believes it is time to empower parents, not silence them.
We've watched our schools stay closed. We've watched our curriculum become something we can't recognize. We've watched materials in the classroom be completely unacceptable. We've watched decisions be made by government that made us think that our leaders didn't want us involved in our children's life. And then my opponent came out and confirmed the truth in his heart when he said there's no place for parents and their kids' education. Terry McAuliffe wants government to stand between parents and their children. And when parents across this great commonwealth stood up and said, "No, Terry, you're wrong," he called his friend Joe Biden and asked the FBI to come silence us.
During a recent rally in Northern Virginia, Youngkin once again highlighted his day one game plan, which he says will give families much needed financial support as the Commonwealth recovers from the pandemic.
Eliminate the grocery tax. On day one, we're going to suspend the most recent increase in the gas tax. Gas is too high. On day one, we're going to double everybody's standard deduction. And on day one, we're going to make a most important statement that we're going to go to work for our veterans. On day one, I want every veteran in this great Commonwealth of Virginia to know that we thank you.
During the second debate of the campaign, Youngkin said getting vaccinated should be a choice, not a mandate, which he says would hurt Virginia.
I think we find ourselves at a moment where my opponent has said, he's looked at the television screen and he has said, if you don't get the vaccine, I'm going to make your life difficult. He wants employers to fire employees who don't get the vaccine. At a time when we are trying to come out of this pandemic, we're ranked 44th in the nation in job recovery. We need those healthcare workers. We need people on the job. To make their life difficult, that's no way to go serve Virginians.
You can hear this longer listen segment in its entirety on the WFIR News website and Facebook page. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.